Beswitched by Kate Saunders. Read by Rita Sharma. 1. Rock bands and ponies. At least look at the picture, Flora's dad begged. Don't you want to know what to expect? He pushed the glossy brochure across the table. It had a photo on the cover of a large white house on a very green lawn and the words, Penrice Hall, individual fulfillment in a home-like atmosphere. Flora scowled and pushed it back. It doesn't matter what I expect, does it? Not unless I have a choice about going there. Her father opened his mouth to say something, but her mother gently touched his arm to stop him. All he means, she told Flora, is that you might like it. Well, I won't, Flora said. Nothing on earth can make me like it. Dad let out a long sigh that was half a groan. He looked anxious and exhausted, and even more ancient than usual. He had not had time to shave that morning, and the bristles on his chin were grey. The fact that he was a million years older than everyone else's dad had always been an embarrassment to Flora. Her mother, though not such a relic, also looked annoyingly old. Flora was angry with them. Why couldn't they fix this disaster? They were being such wimps. They kept saying sorry, but what good was that when they refused to change anything? I need another coffee, Dad said, standing up. Flora, do you want anything else? Another croissant? No, Flora snapped. Stop trying to stuff me with food. Do you want me to be fat as well as miserable? We're fine, Mum assured him. Don't rush, darling. There's plenty of time. They were in a coffee shop at the station. Flora's gleaming new backpack and laptop case lay at her feet. Dad went to join the long queue at the counter. Plenty of time, Mum muttered again, looking at her watch. I really think we'll be fine.